This is the Sakam Early of the 14th of November 2025. Essence, sweet children, in order to claim the highest on high status, remain intoxicated on the pilgrimage of remembrance. This is like spiritual gallows. Your intellect should be tied to your home. Question, what indicates those whose intellects are not able to imbibe this knowledge? Answer, they become upset over trivial matters. The more of this knowledge someone's intellect is able to imbibe, the more happiness he will experience. When your intellect has the knowledge that this world now has to go down and that there will be loss through that, you will never become upset. You will remain constantly happy. Om Shanti. The spiritual father sits here and explains to the sweetest spiritual children. You children understand that God is called the highest on high. The intellect yoga of souls should go to the home. However, there isn't a single human being in the world whose intellect is aware of this. Even sannyasis don't consider the Brahm element to be their home. They say that they want to merge into the Brahm element, and so that cannot be the home. One lives in a home. The intellects of you children should remain there. Just as people are hung on the gallows, so you too are now climbing onto those spiritual gallows. Internally, you are aware that the highest on high Father comes and takes you to the highest on high home. We now have to return home. The highest on high Baba is enabling us to claim the highest on high status. In the kingdom of Ravan, all are degraded. Those people are elevated, whereas these are degraded. They are not aware of being the highest. Even those who were the highest don't know anything about those who are the lowest. You now understand that only the one God is called the highest on high. Your intellects go upwards. He is the resident of the supreme place, Paramdham. No one understands that we souls are also residents of that place. We come here simply to play our parts. This doesn't enter anyone's thoughts. They remain engrossed in their own business. The Father now explains, you will become the highest on high when you remain intoxicated on the pilgrimage of remembrance. It is by having remembrance that you have to claim a high status. You mustn't forget this knowledge that you are being taught. Even little children are able to relate it. However, children won't understand the aspect of yoga. Many children are not fully able to understand the pilgrimage of remembrance. We are going very high. There is the incorporeal world, the subtle region, and the corporeal world. The five elements exist here. They don't exist in the subtle region or in the incorporeal world. Only the Father gives this knowledge, and this is why he is called the ocean of knowledge. People believe that studying many scriptures, etc., is knowledge. They earn so much money. Those who read the scriptures receive so much respect. However, you now understand that there is no greatness in that. Only the one God is the highest on high. Through him, we become the rulers of the highest on high heaven. What is heaven and what is hell? How does the cycle of 84 births turn? No one in the world, apart from you, knows this. They simply say that all of this is imagination. You have to understand that such people don't belong in this clan. You mustn't become disheartened. It is understood that it is not in their parts, and so they will not be able to understand anything. You children now hold your heads very high. When you are in the highest world, you will not be aware of the lowest world. Those of the lowest world will not know those of the highest world. That is called heaven. Although people abroad are not able to go to heaven, they do mention the names of heaven and paradise. Those of Islam speak of Bahist, heaven, but they don't know how they can go there. You have now received so much understanding. The Highest on High Father is giving us so much of this knowledge. This drama is created in a wonderful way. Those who don't understand the secrets of this drama say that this is imagination. You children know that this world is impure. This is why people call out, "O purifier, come and make us pure." The Father says, history repeats every 5,000 years. This old world has to become new, and that is why I have to come. I come every cycle and make you children the highest on high. Those who are pure are said to be the highest, and those who are impure are said to be the lowest. This world was new and pure. It is now impure. You also understand these things number-wise. Those who keep these things in their intellects are able to remain constantly happy. If this isn't in their intellects, then when someone says something or there is some loss, they become upset. Baba says, this degraded world now has to end. This is an old world. People have become so degraded, but no one considers himself to be so degraded. Devotees always bow their heads. You don't bow your heads to someone who is degraded. You bow your heads to someone who is pure. You never do that in the Golden Age. Only devotees do that. The Father doesn't tell you to walk with your head bowed. No. This is a study. You are studying in this God-fatherly university, and so you should have so much intoxication. It shouldn't be that you experience intoxication while at the university, and that the intoxication is then lost when you go home. You should have this intoxication at home as well. Here, you children know that Shiv Baba is teaching you. This one says, I am not the ocean of knowledge. This Baba is not the ocean of knowledge. Rivers emerge from an ocean. There is just the one ocean, and the Brahmaputra is the biggest river. Very large steamers come here. There are many rivers everywhere else too. It is only here that they speak of the purifier Ganges. They never say this of any of the rivers abroad. If the river were the purifier, there would then be no need to adopt a guru. People stumble so much going to rivers and lakes. In some places, the lakes are so dirty, don't even ask. They take the muddy sand from there and rub it on themselves. It has now come into your intellects that all of those are ways to come down. Those people go there with so much love. You now understand that your eyes have been opened with this knowledge. Your third eyes of knowledge have now opened. When a soul has received a third eye, he is called Trikaldashi. That soul has the knowledge of all three aspects of time. A soul is just a point. How could you show a soul with eyes? All of these matters have to be understood. When you have a third eye of knowledge, you become Trikaldashi and Trilokana. From atheists, you become theists. Previously, you did not know the Creator, or the beginning, middle, or end of creation. By coming to know the beginning, the middle, and the end of creation from the Father, you are now receiving the inheritance of this knowledge. There is also the history and geography of the accounts too. Acha, if a child is clever, he can work out how many births we can take, and according to that, how many births those of other religions take. However, the Father says, don't beat your head too much over those matters. Your time would be wasted. Here you have to forget everything. There is no need to speak about those things. You give others recognition of the Father, the Creator, whom no one knows. Shiv Baba only comes in Bharat. He surely comes and does something. That is why they celebrate his birthday. Because Gandhi and other holy men, etc., have been and gone, they have made stamps of them. They also make stamps for family planning. You now have the intoxication that you belong to the Pandava government. This is the government of Almighty Baba. This is your coat of arms. No one else knows this coat of arms. You understand that your intellects are full of love at the time of destruction. We remember the Father a great deal. By remembering the Father, we have tears of love. Baba, you remove all our sorrow for half a cycle. There is no need to remember any gurus or friends or relatives, etc. Simply remember the One Father. The early morning time is very good. Baba, it is your great wonder. You awaken us every 5,000 years. All human beings are sleeping in the devilish sleep of Kumbhakarna. That is, they are in the darkness of ignorance. You now understand that this is the ancient yoga of Bharat. Everything else that they teach, like Hatha Yoga, etc., is just exercise in order to keep the body healthy. You now have all of this knowledge in your intellects, and so you remain happy. You come here and you understand how Baba refreshes you. Some become refreshed, but then as soon as they go out, that intoxication finishes. It is number wise. Baba explains, this world is impure. People call out, O purifier, come, but they don't consider themselves to be impure. This is why they go to wash away their sins. However, it is not the body that accumulates sin. The Father comes and purifies you and says, constantly remember me alone, and your sins will be absolved. You have now received this knowledge. Bharat was heaven, and it is now hell. You children are now at the confluence age. When someone falls into vice, he fails, and so it is as though he has fallen into hell. He falls from the fifth floor and then has to experience 100-fold punishment. So the Father explains, Bharat was so elevated and it is now so degraded. You are now becoming very sensible. Human beings are very senseless. Baba makes you very intoxicated here, but as soon as you go out, that intoxication decreases and the happiness flies away. When a student passes a difficult examination, Does his intoxication decrease? He studies and passes and becomes something great. Look at the condition of the world now. The Highest on High Father comes and teaches you. He is incorporeal. You souls are also incorporeal. You have come here to play your parts. Only the Father comes and explains the secrets of the drama. This world cycle is also called a drama. When someone falls ill in those plays, they can leave. This is an unlimited play. It is in the intellects of you children in an accurate way. You know that you come here to play your parts. We are unlimited actors. We take bodies and play parts. Baba has come. All of this should be in your intellects. The unlimited drama should be in your intellects. You receive the unlimited sovereignty of the world. Therefore, you also need to make effort accordingly. You may live at home with your families, but you do have to remain pure. There are many people abroad who get married in their old age for companionship, for someone to look after them. They then leave a will. They leave something for their companion and something to charity. There is no question of vice there. That lover and beloved do not surrender themselves to one another for vice. They simply have love for the physical. You are spiritual lovers, and you remember the one beloved. There is the one beloved of all of his lovers. All of you remember that one. He is so beautiful. That soul is beautiful. He is ever beautiful. You have now become ugly, and so he changes you from ugly to beautiful. You know that the Father is making you beautiful. Here, there are so many that one doesn't even know with what thoughts they are sitting here. It is the same in a school. While sitting there, their intellects are diverted towards films and friends or in other directions. It is the same at spiritual gatherings. It is the same here too. This doesn't sit in their intellects, and so they don't experience that intoxication and are unable to imbibe this knowledge or inspire others to imbibe it. Many daughters come, and they have the desire to engage themselves in doing service. But they have young children too. Baba says, employ a maid to look after your children. You can bring benefit to many. If you are clever, why should you not engage yourself in doing spiritual service? Employ a maid to look after your 5 or 6 children. It is now the turn of the mothers. You should have a lot of intoxication. If you go ahead, your husband will think that his wife has gone ahead and even defeated the sannyasis. You mothers will definitely glorify the name of the Laukik and the Parlaukik. Acha. To you sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance, and good morning from the mother, the father, Babdara. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children. Essence for Dharana. 1. Remove everything from your intellect. There is no need to listen to or relate things that waste your time. 2. At the time of studying, let your intellect be connected in yoga to the one father. The intellect should not wander anywhere. Maintain the intoxication that the incorporeal father is teaching you. Blessing, may you know your own greatness and your praise of being great, elevated above all other souls and worthy of worship by the world. At present, all of you Brahman children are more elevated than all other souls in the world. In the future, you will be worshipped by the world. Even though all of you are number wise, even the last number bead is great in front of the world. Even now, devotee souls raise the last bead of the rosary to their eyes, because all of you children are the stars of Bhaktadatta's eyes, jewels of light. Whoever has the faith to consider himself to be a child of the Father, and who directly becomes a child of the Father with his mind and has a true heart, receives a blessing or a lottery to become great and worthy of worship. Slogan: when your stage is constantly filled with all treasures, you will remain content and the situations will then change. Abhyak signal: increase the practice of the bodiless stage, ashariri and videyi. If Bhaktadatta suddenly directs you to leave the home of your body, to renounce the stage of body consciousness and to become soul conscious, to go beyond this world to your sweet home, would you be able to go there? You would not spend time battling on the battlefield, would you? While becoming bodiless, if your time is spent battling, what sort of marks would you then receive in the final paper, and into which division would you go? Om Shanti.